Hi, I'm Megan Raymond, and welcome to Showy 8, The Interview. I always thought it'd be great to get straightforward mentorship in 15 minutes about what really matters. You know, less talk, more answers. So here, I get to interview people who are ready to pay it forward. Take a listen. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Showy 8, The Interview, the sister show to Brainstorm in Progress. Here, we get to talk to those with powerful wisdom to share. Today's guest is Pippa Sechrest, the co-founder and CEO of Miami Ad School, one of the most famous advertising art schools in the world, with over 16 global locations. Today's show is also sponsored by Miami Ad School. Go to miamiadschool.com to find out more about the best school for your creative career. All right, Pippa, thank you so much for being on the show today. If people wanted a quick understanding of how students learn or what the experience is like at Miami Ad School, what kind of quick rundown do you give them?
I guess the big picture of it is that we help people become who they're meant to be. Aww. So those people who have creative thoughts and ideas, but they don't know how to turn that into a career. Well, we like to hear about individuals' unique ways of thinking and then help them make that marketable so that they can then go get a job at a technology company like Google or Facebook or an advertising agency like Ogilvy or McCann or a startup or a hot design and branding firm. We don't have full-time faculty. We have full-time creative directors and art directors and writers and photographers who then come and teach the skills that they use with their clients every day to the students. So the person who's teaching you just did that photo shoot earlier that day or met with this big brand earlier in that day. And so everything's cutting edge.
So everything that they're learning is very timely and very current and very accurate.
And often very real.
How exciting, because it's so amazing, because we know that there are so many creative people out there who probably don't always know what to do with their creativity or how they can actually steer that into a career, and that's amazing that there's a place like Miami Ad School that exists that can help them with that.
I had one mother one day, her son was graduating, and she came up and she threw her arms around me and said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, well, what is it? And she said, we knew our son was smart and special, but he changed his major in college 6 times. He couldn't figure out what he wanted to do. And that characteristic is actually makes a great person for our industry because they like everything. And they want to study and think and be inspired by all different directions. So if you're that kind of person, this is definitely the business for you.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So now that we know about the school and a little bit about the industry, now let's get to know you a little bit better. When we spoke before the show, you told me you had a favorite mantra or saying that you like to tell people all the time that you really feel helps give an insight into what you're all about. What's that mantra?
It is... if an idea is not at first absurd, then there's no hope for it.
And what does that mean?
Yeah, and of all people, Einstein came up with this.
Really?
Yeah, so you think it's going to be this really funky artist or whatever, and like, no, it's one of the world's premier scientists. And I think it's that you don't want to create something that's already been done. The idea of creativity is invention. And you can't look for an answer. You're going to have to create that answer. And sometimes that will feel ridiculous or absurd. And that's why so many people, I believe, who come to the school, they go, oh my gosh, I found a place where I fit in. I found my people. In this school and in this industry, it's not the right answer. It's this new idea that you're always coming up with.
Right. It's not about the right answer. It's about the answer for the right situation in a way. Because it's like you have to learn how to be very flexible with your thinking in order to be able to come up with creative solutions.
And finding those ideas that are magical, that just take people's breath away.
How should young creatives working in creative industries look at what they do for a living?
These days, young people should see them, or pretty much all creatives, should see themselves primarily as a creator. They can have a specialty of copywriting or design or branding or UX, but they need to see themselves as a creator and not limit themselves, because content is so needed now. The amount that gets churned out is massive, and it's so much fun to do, and it's so accessible that you can be creating a logo and the animation for it, as well as the sign that goes on the building and the letterhead and the packaging. You know, all of those things are within your spectrum of designing and creating. And so don't narrow your focus of who you are as a creative thinker, because it's the best time to be creative.
Right. So like, don't think of yourself as a label, like I'm just an art director, or a UX designer, or a copywriter, or whatever. Think of yourself as a creator first, especially a content creator, or just creator overall.
I think it's all content now.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Yes, creator.
And then when we had spoken before, you had also said it's very important to say the word yes. What did you mean by that?
The word no.
Mm-hmm.
Shuts down your own brain, the brainstorming process with your partner and all of that. You really have to go with how the improv comedians, artists do it, where it's yes and. Whatever the other person says, you go, yes, and then you add to it. So no matter who it is in your world, don't think, no, that can't be done. Because these days, it can be done. You may have to shift it or massage it or make it bigger or smaller. But you can pretty much do it. And to scale. So, and it's a lot more fun to live a life of yes.
Right. Oh, I love that. It's way more fun to live a life of yes. That's fantastic. So especially in creative development, always say yes first before you ever get into the
no's at all.
And you had also talked about something else important. You were talking about when giving critiques, because a lot of times in the creative industries, you have to go through a lot of editing. You have to go through a huge editing process. And you were talking about there's a certain way that you should be involved in that editing process and how you should proceed. And I'd really like to hear your thoughts on that.
Yes, I have two sides of this. One, if you're the creative director or you're looking at somebody else's work and you're giving the feedback, it's very important to start with a positive statement. I really like the strategy and where you're going with it. And so you point out what works with it, or these images you picked are beautiful. So start with the positive and then find ways it can be improved. You could, you know, the pictures are beautiful, but let's tweak the strategy to, and then you can refocus someone, because that allows that person to be open to your critique and really partner with you and not just kind of go, oh, they're going to kill my idea. Then the other side of that is if it's your work and somebody does kill your idea and they say, I see where you're going, but this isn't going to work. We tried this last month and blah, blah, blah. Then you've got to learn to say, thank you. You just gave me the opportunity to do something better.
Wow.
So if you use that as your mantra, instead of going, that person, they don't know what they mean, blah, 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 just automatically have it automatically fall out of your mouth. Thank you. I can go do something better now.
Wow.
Because
I love that.
Coming up with the ideas is the most fun of what we do. So you just get to come up with some more. The best way to come up with a great idea is to come up with 20 or 30 of them. Then you don't put pressure on one single idea. You just develop a whole bunch before you pick favorites, and the less pressure something.
So what advice do you have for people who think of themselves as creative but don't know how to make a career out of it?
You've got to get a portfolio, a portfolio filled with samples of your creative work. Because that portfolio is a measuring stick of your ability. A resume shows what you've done, but a portfolio shows what you can do and how you think. And these days, companies like to see all different kinds of things in portfolios, from memes to stop motion animations to YouTube tutorial videos to it can be graffiti on a wall, or, I mean, just anything, because nobody wants to read an ad. I think Howard Gossage said, nobody wants to read an ad. They want to read things that interest them. And so that's what we need to make, is things people want to see. We tell our students that creativity is their superpower, and they can use it to change their world, whether it's the real rules in their condo association, to build a brand or solve issues in the world that they don't think are right. So we had a student, and his twin brother and his brother had leukemia and couldn't find a bone marrow donor. And so anyway, and he wasn't a match for his twin brother. So the student became a writer, creative director, and then kept thinking about this. How do we get more people to register? It's a lot of barriers. You have to like get a kit, cut your finger, put blood on something, send it in, go to the, you know, it was a big deal. So he came up with a genius idea of putting donor registry kits in Band-Aid boxes. You're already bleeding, so you just put it on a swab. It's a self-prepaid envelope. And that idea increased bone marrow donors in the United States by 300%.
I love that idea, and I love that story. That is so powerful.
And that's just one. He was a copywriter, one copywriter with an idea, and he just made it happen. And I can tell those stories all day long from our students and graduates. Another student came to school because she wanted to start a foundation for stem cell research. And she came to school to learn how to market it and do all that. So when she graduated, she started her foundation. I saw her on TV being interviewed on TV shows and testifying before Congress with like famous people. And then my husband got a bad heart, and we heard on the radio, we were driving in the car, how this doctor was implanting stem cells into the heart, and that his research was partially funded by our graduate and her foundation.
Oh my God!
So we called her up and said, hey, can you get him in this medical trial? And she said, yes. And helping her accomplish her career goals, it saved my husband's life. So it was
so amazing. You have so many stories about how creativity literally saves and how creativity is a superpower. That's amazing. Yeah.
But they're also building brands, and they're at, you know, leading major magazines and social platforms, the graduates. I mean, you can use it to do anything.
Mm-hmm. What is that? But what is that steadfastness that somebody needs to be able to work through when you have to go through so many obstacles like what these graduates did? What do you think are some of those keys there that helps somebody work through? Because there's so many people who feel overwhelmed and they feel like, I can't do it.
I think that the training in school, where you're approaching problems from so many different situations, you're working with live clients, you're networking with like brands and clients and classmates and instructors with a lot more experience, you realize what a community we have. And so you're never really alone in doing something. I think that's part of it. And I think the people that are attracted to this industry are attracted to, every day is different. You're creating the next reality. And I think that they become addicted to that passion, and they're the best people to talk to at like cocktail parties, because they have the most amazing stories.
I'd love to go to your cocktail parties, Pippa. That's what I have to say.
Anytime.
Well, Pippa, I think that is an amazing way to end the show. I just want to thank you so much for being with us tonight and sharing your wisdom and sharing your amazing stories. And I want to thank Miami Ad School for sponsoring this episode. And I just want to remind the audience again that go to miamiadschool.com to check out the best school for your creative career. Pippa, if we don't have anything else to chat about, would you please help me say goodbye to the audience? Would you be open to doing that?
Of course.
And what I usually do is I do it in a 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
All right. You ready? We're going to do 1, 2, 3. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Showy8, The Interview. You can listen on iTunes, Spotify Podcasts, Google Play, and Showy8.com. And follow at Showy8 Wise Words on Instagram for your daily wisdom.